This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's Nicholas Eric Callis here. Good morning to you and welcome. It's a fan of the morning show. For the average Joe, when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CJR Wholesale, our fan of the morning show sponsor. Give me a call, 412-928-9370. Talk to me on X at Callis underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. You can use X to write, and you can use your voice with the phone. One more time, 412-928-9370. And a couple things I want to address, and then we'll talk about the Pirates. I can't keep saying the same things over and over again, and I feel like I have been. And it's fun to be frustrated, but we want to do that in spurts. And I got a little bit of time here to talk to you, so still have just one thing that was on my mind, too. I saw this, I think it was Rangers-Padres a few days ago, where a dude walked on the dugout because a pop fly was hit. It was down the third baseline. So this dude starts walking on the visitor's dugout, looking to catch the pop-up, wasn't looking where he was going, had a 24-ouncer in his hand, and ran out of space on the dugout. So thank goodness there were nets. I think there were always nets around the dugout area. I don't think those were part of the extended netting, but still. Walked onto the dugout, drink in hand, and just walks off the edge of the dugout, does full tuna into the netting, scrambles his way back to his feet, then lost his drink, by the way, when he slipped off the dugout, and then ran back. And that was... Now, what got me about this, Rangers-Padres game, this fan walked on the dugout, tried to get a pop fly that ran out of space, ran into the net. What surprised me about this is that when security came over to take him out of the game, to remove him from the ballpark, he was acting all surprised. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean I got to get kicked out of here? I mean, I don't think you're allowed to walk on the dugout at all. But for him to just, like, mosey on over there, I mean, we got to control ourselves, too, at these games sometimes, too. Some of us just get a little too far out of control. And you have a little too much to drink, and then all of a sudden, you're invincible. And this dude really thought that he could just walk on the dugout, catch a pop-up, like, that was okay, but then did not have the wherewithal and ran out of space. And just fell into the opponent's dugout. And was caught by the net. So that just makes me think. I mean, sometimes we do outrageous things when we watch sports and when we're being entertained. And man, I mean, a few people I've seen get taken out of ballparks are like, yeah, my bad, I screwed up. And this dude, who, again, I mean, I think there's notes posted everywhere. I mean, I've seen a PNC Park. I've sat by a dugout before, and I think there's just like these little plaques that say "Don't, you're not allowed on the dugout." Now we see the mascots do it. We see you know, the entertaining figures, you know, go up there. The t-shirt cannon people, the mascot, you know, they go up there whenever it's in between innings. So maybe this man was influenced. He said, yeah, you know, I've seen it before. People stand on there. You know, I want a foul ball. I mean, even just standing on the dugout, and if you want to, like, stand up there to get the pop fly, I mean, that's fine. But, like, to not have the wherewithal, not to fall into the opponent's dugout. We're going to be on either side, too. I mean, it doesn't matter, home team, away team, whoever you're rooting for. You're falling into a dugout, you're doing something wrong. And I saw that on X yesterday. I think it was pretty recent, but I just watched that and I'm like, man, I mean, what are we doing as fans? Sometimes when you screw up, you just got to be like, yeah, I shouldn't have been on the dugout, man. Yeah, this dude was just looking at the security people like, bro, what do you mean? Like, I mean, I know I shouldn't have fallen, but like, yeah. And his drink sprayed like everywhere. It was bad. It was interesting. So I was interested when I saw it, and I'm like, so yeah. Sometimes it just made me want to say, hey, people who are at these games, you know, anybody, if you do something wrong, if you reach over the wall for a fly ball and you interrupt the game, if you create fan interference, if you spill your drink everywhere, if you walk on top of the dugout, you know, if you go onto the field, you know, expect to be removed from the game. You know, it's fine. And a lot of streakers too, they expect to get arrested and then banned from all major league ballparks. That's something different, but, I mean, this one guy was just like, yeah, I walked on the dugout and I fell. It happens. Who cares? He didn't break the net either, which I was surprised by. It held his weight, and he was able to recover and at least get back on the dugout after falling into the net. Instead of, like, I mean, I can't imagine what it would look like if the net would have torn and he would have just fallen into the Padres' dugout. It would have been, that'd have been quite a scene. But saw that on X yesterday. Just wanted to kind of reflect on etiquette, I guess, of fans, because I looked at that and I'm just like, why does this guy think that was okay? Oh, I just made a mistake. You can't go on the dugout, guy. Baseball, very interesting. 412-928-9370, call me. Okay, now it's time to be frustrated, because I'm going to talk about the Pirates. The Pirates lost again yesterday in another close game. Now, to their credit, I mean, they won the hard-fought battle against the Cardinals the previous day. And they won in extras, and it was great. And they came back down a run in the 10th, come back and win it. Mm-hmm. That's great. But there are so many opinions that fly around about this team, and it's infuriating to me. Because I feel like I want to say, you know, you should have won this game. You should have won this game against the Cardinals. This one that was played yesterday. Should have. But, I mean, I feel like some people will still say, like, ah, you know, it happens. Like, these little things happen here and there, and they're young, and they're not ready yet, or they don't have the tools, there's not enough money being spent on this team. But I hear all that. But then also part of me just goes, you know what? This team's good enough to be almost there. They got to dig deep, and they got to win these games. And I still go to that mantra, and I feel like this should be the mantra of the season. The fans got to rally behind this. Like, why not Pittsburgh? And I'm going to say that every time that I hear this argument, like, ah, you know what? They're this team. They don't have the superstars yet. No, why not? Why not this team now? Like, oh, this didn't happen. That didn't happen. You know, it's unfortunate. It has, you know, it's baseball. Blah, blah. No. Why not the Pirates this time? I mean, the best teams in baseball, the teams that do deserve to make the playoffs, they win these games. They win these tough games. I mean, I remember back to 2015, one of the greatest series, regular season series I saw in my lifetime was when the Pirates took 3 of 4 from the Cardinals, right before the All-Star break. And that team wasn't saying, the Cardinals are good, and they're in first. And, you know, it's okay if we lose because, you know, it's tough. Fans weren't saying that. Players didn't seem to have that mentality. The Pirates came back twice down in extras. McCutchen hit a walk-off home run. I believe he got to an 18-game hitting streak with that home run. It was super exciting. Then the day after, pretty much a similar thing happens. The Pirates give up the lead late. It was tied in extras. The Cardinals scored to go up multiple runs. One of the Pirates came back to win it again. Rallied against Trevor Rosenthal, who was one of the best closers in the game at that time for the Cardinals. They can't do it. Tough series, you know. They did it. They came back. They were neck and neck against the Cardinals all year with their head-to-heads, too. The Cardinals played really well down at Busch Stadium. Pirates played really well when they were home at PNC Park. But really, I mean, I guess I'm kind of heartbreaking myself here, and I'm sad myself because, well, those teams did that thing. This team is not doing that. I mean, the better teams for the Pirates and just better teams in general, they find ways to win these close games. The Pirates don't seem to be winning the majority of these close games. But it's not only that. I mean, if the refrain weren't also for the Pirates, you know, the emphasis wasn't on how big of a series this was. I mean, it felt like teams from before, too, when the Pirates were good, they would step up to the challenge of these games. Hurdle may have acknowledged, or players may have acknowledged, this is a big series. And then they would go out and play like it was a big series. It was always big when the Pirates played the Cardinals before. Most specifically because the Cardinals were usually in first. You didn't really feel that last year because the Cardinals finished in last. Like this season now, they're in that third wild card spot. They're there. And before, the Pirates needed to beat the Cardinals in those head-to-head series to gain ground, or else they were going to directly lose ground.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
By losing these games, he just felt the urgency was better, but Derek Shelton goes out. And I mean, remember this quote?
Yeah, well, I think the divisional games carry more weight now just because we played less of them and because of the fact that everybody is bunched up. So I think that really plays. And then the Mets are playing about as well as anybody in baseball. I mean, since J.D. Martinez got there, they've played about as well as anybody in the National League. So it's going to be an important stretch for us. I mean, we just have to continue to figure out ways to win games. But the divisional games, because there's less of them now, are very important.
Well, they were important. Now the Pirates are four back. The third wild card spot, the Cardinals pretty much deadlocked with the Padres. A half game separates the second from the third wild card spot in the National League. The Pirates, again, they're four games back. They're now 41-45. They're doing really well at not getting to 500, but being darn close. Infinitely here, it seems. They're doing everything they can, it seems, to not get back to 500. They're doing just enough to stay around it, but not actually get there. Mets are 2.5 back. The Mets have lost their last two games. So that's something to note. They've won 6 of their last 10, but they've lost their most recent 2. Cardinals also, with these wins, have created separation between themselves and the Diamondbacks and the Mets, who are the two closest teams. They're both 2.5 back. But that's even more frustrating because the Mets have lost 2 in a row. You could have gained some ground on the Mets by winning this game. I mean, the Pirates would have been a half game back in the Mets had they won this game yesterday. And the Cardinals, they'd still be in the third wild card spot. But who cares? The Pirates would have been closer. Maybe the Diamondbacks would have gained a game, too, because the Diamondbacks have won their last 2. It's just annoying. Like, I want to like this team. I want to like the players on it. You know, despite how badly some of them have performed this season as well, too. Like, I want to like this team. I think there's a lot to like about this team. I think McCutcheon's been phenomenal. It's great he still wants to play for Pittsburgh, and it's great that he's getting on base and being the leadoff hitter that you need in the lineup. I think it's great that Brian Reynolds had a great June and started July off by hitting a homer in this series. Rowdy Tellez. Love that he hit a home run in July here to start. Martin Perez had a great outing yesterday. Jared Jones, despite apparently pitching through a slight injury, and they put him on the injured list to be safe. But, despite the pitching performances even, like, they were great pitching performances. Mitch Keller's maybe wasn't great. But the other twos were. Paul Skeens is on this team, for goodness sake. You want to like this team just for Paul Skeens alone. I mean, national baseball fans love the Pirates because Paul Skeens is on the team. I feel like the Pirates are becoming likable again overall. Like, they're a solid team. They're close. They've got a lot of interesting names. But this is just frustrating when Shelton just goes out there and says, big series, and then you just see little plays here and there that make you think that they're not really thinking of this as big. And the offense falls just short again. I reposted something Josh Rountree said. Josh Rountree hosts Series and Iceman. He called our hot dog eating contest on Wednesday. He was the play-by-play announcer alongside Pony and Mueller. And I mean, he tweeted out and I retweeted it because I liked it. He said, if only the Pirates had a little more offense. Again, alluding to that maybe they should have acquired a hitter, because maybe if they had had one or two more big hits, they could have hung with the Cardinals. The pitchers hung with the Cardinals tremendously. Did very well. The hitter's just not showing up. In another game. And it's great that they came back, too. And listen, I'm fine because if they win this game in extras again yesterday, I'm good with that, because at least they show, okay, you know, they didn't do enough in regulation, but they came back, they clawed back, and they won. I can't put too much fault on the bullpen because the bullpen's been strained a lot this year. It's like when I defended the Steelers' defense last season. It's because the offense was so bad, and the offense kept going out there and having, you know, a historic amount of three and outs. I mean, I feel the same way about the Pirates pitchers. Like, there's only so many times that this Pirates pitching staff can be locked down. And they were locked down in regulation. They were locked down in regulation, but then extra innings comes and they fail a little bit. The offense has to come and pick them up. That's my opinion.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.